Folks, I wanted to break this news to you here now on the Ice Age Farmer channel exclusively that there are, in light of the IPCC's new report about catastrophic climate change being a foregone conclusion and happening in the near future, this means that there are tons of folks across companies. Mostly I've heard from folks in tech companies. That's both because those are the people I know and because they are that's where all of this agenda emanates from, right? It's obvious that the liberal tech Silicon Valley center just emanates these Tavistock, CIA, MKUltra. It's the source of all these things. So it's unsurprising to hear that they're reinforcing it in their, you know, programming and inculcating this self-destructive beliefs, end-of-the-world beliefs into their cult members. But sure enough, there are safe spaces and cry sessions and meetings being scheduled across these companies and other organizations to discuss and be safe with your grief about the fact that we're now in the end of the world. I tried to be funny about it when I laughed at Bloomberg last week saying, hey, the end of the world is here. The new debate that's acceptable now is not whether or not humans are responsible for climate change, but how we're going to handle the end of the world, what we're going to do in it, how to prepare for social collapse. This movement has been spearheaded to some extent by Jem, Professor Bendall here. Jem Bendall putting out a paper, not peer-reviewed, that basically just said, here's his paper, that just said we're already screwed. Should you be spending time reading this article? Listen to how catastrophist this thinking is. Should I even finish writing this paper? Some of the people who believe that we face inevitable extinction believe that no one will read this article because we will see a collapse of civilization in the next 12 months when the harvests fail across the Northern Hemisphere. So there's some cognitive dissonance here. On the IPCC's report being released, Eric Holthaus achieving brief internet 13 seconds of fame by tweeting that he is a meteorologist, cried when he read the report and swearing that he would never fly again because he was moved to tears in pain of the earth. Great, have a vasectomy as well. I didn't even see that part. That's great. Go for it, Eric. Yeah. Okay, let's just move on. So yes, they are rallying around this. Here's Oxfam. The new IPCC report is really a battle cry for urgent climate action. They just gave the Nobel Peace Prize to two economists who had worked on how to motivate climate change preparations, how to use economic incentives to get companies to develop green technology, green solutions that would mitigate the carbon emissions. And that is now what gets, that's ridiculous. That's now what gets the economic Nobel Peace Prize, highly politicized, obviously. We don't even need to talk about that. And one of the guys down here said, hours before the award, the UN was just noting that we're going to have to radically alter society. The panel declined to comment. So Al Gore, of course, jumped in the fray, said, yeah, we're running out of time on global warming. It's not even worth listening to this criminal who has repeatedly issued these kinds of catastrophic warnings. Most recently, the failed prediction was, we're not going to have ice on the ice caps by summer of 2014. Of course, that's not the case. We see now that parts of Canada are completely inaccessible. Russian icebreakers are getting stuck in the Arctic ice. So another prediction from Al Gore and the IPCC completely falling on its face. Why are they so wrong? Because temperatures are falling. If you're new to this channel, please check out my other videos. I'm not going to belabor it here because it's what I talk about all the time. TSI is declining. We're entering a solar minimum. It's described here as a cold sun. Beginning second part of the 2010s. That's why, indeed, temperature dropping off precipitously. Many papers, many scientific models coming to the same conclusion, both explaining the previous temperature declines and increases, right? Both everything about the temperature record can be explained by natural cycles, including modern day observations. Here's the TSI dropping off from 1365 averages down into the 1360s, and I do expect that it's going to drop off like this model from Abdus Mutaf here. I'm almost tired of talking about it, but I'm glad that I have now for years been on record talking about this is what's going to be happening, because we're seeing the data confirm it, and we're seeing the establishment scramble to put out these talking points to explain why society is about to collapse, and maintaining that it's your fault, that it's the carbon emissions. Ridiculous. Go have your vasectomy. So back to this New York Times article that, as I mentioned, I'm getting lots of confirmations from personal contacts that this is being really heavily emotionally emphasized in all sorts of progressive workplaces. It's just hard to use words at this point. First, before I dig into this New York Times piece at all, and I'll be brief across the board, but first, this very first visual pass, let's just take a look at this, right? We've done this before with some other pieces that I come to the conclusion are propaganda. Look at this. Death, with a child thrown in for good measure. Death. Here's some destruction, right? Ridiculous pollution in China. Death and destruction. Now we just need someone to blame. Oh, there. There, that's easy. We can just blame Trump. Okay. Maybe something else to blame. Is there something else I can hold accountable here? Oh, coal. Dude, coal, I hate you. Trump and coal. I knew you were responsible for the death and destruction. And here, a fiery hell, just to round it off. So death, destruction, Trump, coal, and hell. All under the guise of the world is ending due to climate change. So already, without even looking at the words, I think this reeks of emotional programming. They're just like, look at this picture of a kid with a skeleton. Okay, so after that superficial analysis, which I think already speaks volumes, I'll just look briefly at this. The report issued Monday by the IPCC describes a world of worsening food shortages and wildfires, a mass die-off of coral reefs. The report is, quote, quite a shock and quite concerning, says Bill Hare, who wrote other IPCC reports, and says, we just weren't aware of this a few years ago. It didn't occur to us. The authors found that if the greenhouse emissions continue at the current rate, it's going to be ridiculous warming by 2040, 2.7 degrees. And they go back and forth on different levels of warming. It's just ridiculous. We're already cooling. And the hothouse, there's the New York Times, which Tony Heller tore apart that whole thing. It was just straight up lying to you about how things are lying. President Trump, who's mocked the science of human-caused climate change, is vowing to burn more coal. Oh my God, he's going to kill us all. So they are lining this guy up as the problem. President Trump is now the reason that the world is going to end. This is extremely dangerous. I will note that although many people would say this is completely orthogonal to everything I'm discussing here today about climate truth and what's going on with this narrative, that this is immediately on the heels of the Kavanaugh confirmation. So there's an enormous amount of psychic frustration, especially in the left right now, and more contention than ever before between the two parts of the human consciousness, the collective psyche that is currently split, for better or worse, and whether or not we want to admit it, not into left and right, but into this weird cult of imminent death. It's a death cult, versus data and science and rationality, and trying to deal with this in an unemotional fashion. And it is a shock, and it's quite concerning. And the point that I can deliver exclusively today is the extent to which this is being emotionally charged and pushed out to the minions, to the believers, because they are being told that the world is ending and that there is no future for them unless they get rid of this man. This is extremely dangerous. A lot of psychic energy. And everything is at stake, right? The future of the planet, in their minds, is at stake. So I wanted to point that out. I wanted to look at the way, just visually, that the New York Times article is propaganda. Obviously, I want to point out the real science and the real truth about the natural cycles, which is what I do consistently on every video on this channel. And just wanted to also point out that this is being pushed out. People are having their safe spaces established at universities. all hands meetings called to discuss, you know, let's take a break from business here at the workplace and talk about how the world is coming to an end. Is actually, I mean, these are, I hope you believe these are real meetings happening in real companies right now where people are crying. And certainly they're not hearing about it. Here it is again. So just a couple others. That was the New York Times. Here it is from BBC. Last call to save the world from climate catastrophe. You are going to have to jump into deep adaptation, complete totalitarian world government, monitoring your food, rationing your water, counting your every breath and cow fart. And here it is, UN report laying out the radical path to combat global warming, fighting climate change, stopping global warming. Folks, I hope you are taking steps today and every day to ensure that you are able to produce food in what surely will be more difficult growing seasons in the future, not because of the IPCC's global warming, catastrophic, anthropogenic situation, but because this is what happens every time the sun goes into a period of low output. It's a cycle. It's all natural. There's nothing about it that spells the end of the world. There's everything about it that spells the end of our way of life. And that's what's actually quite weird about this whole thing where they say maybe people should be getting prepared. Yeah, they should. I agree. Boy, and if they were just saying that, I would give them a hug and welcome them. But we got to excise this anthropogenic, Luciferian agenda, which is the mechanism by which they intend first to eliminate Trump, apparently, and only then, if we allow it, to gain control over the world. All right, folks. Thanks for watching. This is crazy stuff. Just take care.